Oh, it was crazy, but now that we're sitting down on the plane, it's awesome. Now we're just going to take it all in.
Mangan's mother, Martha, spoke with us as she and her family boarded a plane out of the Buffalo Niagara International Airport earlier today. The family is headed to South Korea to see their daughter serve as an Olympian and compete.
And I'm here with Trisha's twin and David, my husband, and Mary and Andrew and Peter. And then our other son, Connor, will be flying from New York City and meeting us in Seoul in about 14 hours.
Her twin brother, William, tells WBFO his sister was the last person to be named to the U.S. team earlier this week, as she will be replacing an injured skier.
She's so excited. She's still trying to pinch herself because it's such a wild experience. She was the last person named to the U.S. roster. And, you know, she got the call after being told that she wasn't on the teams in unfortunate circumstances for her teammate, but every step of the way she has kind of been the underdog, but her work ethic is, in my opinion, the real reason she's at the Olympics now.
What will it be like when you actually see her?
It'll be awesome. You know, I've seen a couple of her races on the World Cup circuit, but of course the Olympics is a whole different sphere. You know, she's in the world spotlight and she's there. She knows that it's an experience. She's just trying to gain experience. Of course, the dream would be podium. Her best result right now is 19th in the World Cup. If she gets a podium, that's a dream come true. But if not, she's absolutely just going to be psyched that she's there. She's going to take it all in. That's what she's been telling me. Try not to miss any moments because, of course, this only happens once every 4 years, and you never know if it'll happen again. So she's just trying to take it all in.
Mangan is a graduate of Narden Academy in Buffalo and currently attends Dartmouth College, where she studies mechanical engineering in between her very extensive training for skiing. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.